Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Since its Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton decisions in 1973, there have been numerous cases that have come before the Supreme Court as a result. As part of our ongoing Abortion and the Court series, we have been examining these decisions and their impact on the pro-life movement's efforts to save lives while working for Roe's reversal. Today, we are looking at Bilotti v. Baird and the way the court decided state laws on parental involvement. In 1979, the United States Supreme Court handed down a decision in the Massachusetts parental consent law. While the decision has been hailed by some court observers as a win for pro-abortion groups, the court clarified what states could and could not do when it came to parental consent on abortion. In Bilotti, the court found that the Massachusetts law required parental notification or consent in every case, even when a minor went before a judge. The court felt that a judicial bypass option was necessary in Massachusetts law. However, that said, the court noted, there are three reasons justifying the conclusion that the constitutional rights of children cannot be equated with those of adults: the peculiar vulnerability of children, their inability to make critical decisions in an informed, mature manner, and the importance of the guiding role of parents in the upbringing of their children. Unlike other abortion cases that have gone before the court, the opinion in Bilotti clarified the court's position on parental involvement. The court wrote, "The abortion decision differs in important ways from other decisions facing minors, and the state is required to act with particular sensitivity when it legislates to foster parental involvement in this matter. If a state decides to require a pregnant minor to obtain one or both parents' consent to an abortion, it also must provide an alternative procedure whereby authorization for the abortion can be obtained." Bilotti has been cited repeatedly in other parental consent and notification challenges. Most recently, it was cited in briefs presented to the U.S. Supreme Court regarding a New Hampshire parental notification law. Citing Bilotti v. Baird, the state of New Hampshire argued, "Parental involvement in a teenager's decision to continue or terminate her pregnancy is not only desirable, but beneficial to the overall mental and physical health of the teenage mother. In this case, however, we are concerned only with minors who, according to the record, range in age from children of 12 years to 17-year-old teenagers. Even the latter are less likely than adults to know or be able to recognize ethical, qualified physicians, or to have the means to engage such professionals. Many minors who bypass their parents probably will resort to an abortion clinic without being able to distinguish the competent and ethical from those that are incompetent or unethical." The opinion in Bilotti v. Baird recognized the important role parents can and must play in their minor daughter's abortion decision. Today, over half of the states in the United States have parental consent or notification laws on the books, and in those states, teen abortion and pregnancy rates have decreased significantly. Such laws open lines of communication between parents and their children. They also deter behavior that can lead to teen pregnancy. We are proud of the role we have played over the years in seeing these laws passed. Our state affiliates work diligent, long hours to ensure that teenage girls are protected by our laws. Nothing and no one can replace the love and care of a parent. It is when young women are most vulnerable that they need their parents' love and guidance the most. For more information about the Supreme Court and their decisions impacting our pro-life efforts, visit our website at www.prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.